A Princeton graduate stood at a Tokyo airport counter, mortified. She couldn't pay the $500 luggage fee because her credit card was maxed out. This wasn't some reckless spender. It was Anne Leinster, who would eventually manage billions in retirement funds at J.P. Morgan. Her credentials were impeccable, yet she was drowning in debt. This moment reveals an uncomfortable truth. Intelligence and education don't automatically translate to financial wisdom. Today, her straightforward approach to money has made her book a phenomenon among younger generations navigating unprecedented economic pressures. What transformed her from that broke traveler into someone who could guide millions toward financial security? The answer lies not in complex strategies, but in understanding a few fundamental principles that most of us ignore. Invest $5,000 at 21 with a 7% annual return, and by 65, you'll have over $100,000 without adding another penny. Save $5,000 yearly instead, and you're looking at $1.5 million. Every dollar saved in your 20s becomes $10 in your 50s. Yet younger generations keep 65% of assets in cash, with savings accounts yielding 0.3% while inflation runs at 7%, you're losing money. Markets fluctuate, but since 1928, they've averaged 10% annual returns. Bank of America's analysis since 1930 reveals investors who missed just 10 of the S&P 500's best days each decade saw 28% total returns. Those who remained fully invested, a staggering 17,715% return. The world never feels normal enough to invest. When COVID hit in 2020, those who stopped contributions missed thousands in potential gains. The secret to becoming a millionaire isn't finding the next Amazon. It's consistently contributing to retirement accounts with every paycheck. Jody avoided credit cards after watching her parents struggle with debt, turning instead to buy now, pay later services. Within months, she was spending two-thirds of her income on past purchases, facing 30% interest after missed payments, and needed her parents' bailout. This reveals the battle between your emotional and logical brains. Your emotional brain craves instant gratification, dessert over dinner, Netflix over laundry, a new Tesla over retirement savings. Your logical brain weighs long-term implications. Our brains didn't evolve for modern temptations. They developed 100,000 years ago when survival depended on immediate rewards. Future discounting made us value immediate experiences over future benefits, serving our ancestors well but hindering retirement planning today. Surprisingly, 30 to 50% of our spending and saving instincts are genetic. Studies of Swedish twins showed similar financial behaviors even when separated. The best savers shared one trait: family members who taught them good money habits young. Financial mistakes create deep shame that leads to avoidance. This shame spiral prevents action because watching account balances drop causes actual pain. The solution? Automation. Digital payments remove the pain of paying. An MIT study showed people willing to pay twice as much for basketball tickets with credit cards versus cash. Set up automatic transfers on payday before your brain can spend it elsewhere. Brain scans reveal fundamental differences between spenders and savers. When offered delayed rewards, spenders show decreased prefrontal cortex activity, while savers maintain consistent excitement. Most people fall into seven distinct money personality types. The oversubscriber depletes their paycheck through numerous small monthly subscriptions, averaging six retail subscriptions totaling $219 monthly, with two-thirds forgetting at least one recurring payment yearly. The accidental spender falls victim to consumption creep when lifestyle expenses increase with rising income. Ram, once surviving on ramen as a struggling videographer, found himself dining out frequently as his business prospered. Despite quadrupling his income over 10 years, his savings rate barely improved. This hedonic treadmill creates a cycle where each purchase brings temporary satisfaction before targeting something newer. The cryptonaut chases explosive wealth through trendy investments like cryptocurrency. Studies show 75% of Bitcoin investors between 2015-2022 ultimately lost money. The survivor is scarred by past financial traumas. Ellen maintained emergency funds and a Roth IRA, but fear of market volatility after witnessing her father's portfolio losses during the Great Recession prevented stock investing, loss aversion taken to an extreme. Ostriches avoid financial information that might cause discomfort, explaining approximately $1.65 trillion in orphaned retirement accounts from job hoppers who never rolled over their 401ks. Fireflies are FIRE, Financial Independence Retire Early devotees, who aggressively save, sometimes 75% of their income. Extreme sacrifices can make daily life miserable, and retiring at 35 means funds must last 50-plus years. Splurgers oscillate between compulsive saving and extravagant spending, carefully saving until pressure builds, then impulsively purchasing something expensive. Research shows our brains experience heightened pleasure when consuming expensive items, making splurging itself the reward. The heart attack chart reveals a harsh truth. Many people need 14 times their income saved to maintain their lifestyle after 65. Without early planning, difficult adjustments become inevitable. Saving is harder today. Gen Z has 86% less purchasing power than boomers did at the same age, with education costs up 310%, housing doubled, and rent 150% higher. The basic rule: withdraw 4% of your total savings in your first retirement year, then adjust for inflation annually. Key milestones: save 1x your salary by 30, 2x by 35, 3x by 40. Your on-track score determines how much you need to save, from 10% for early starters to 17% for those catching up. The 401k began as a tax loophole, letting employers eliminate pensions and shift retirement responsibility to workers. Despite its creator calling it a monster, the system now holds over $7.3 trillion. The upside? Employer matching, typically 50% up to 6% of salary, provides free money. Earn $100,000 and contribute $6,000, you get $3,000 free. Maximize this match after building your emergency fund, or you're leaving money on the table. After moving into our first home, we woke to raindrops falling in our bedroom. The roofer's news was devastating. A new roof costing $30,000. Having emptied our savings for the down payment, I borrowed from my 401k, a mistake that cost hundreds of thousands in missed growth. More than half of Americans couldn't cover an unexpected $1,000 bill. Your emergency fund should cover 3 to 6 months of expenses, enough for security, but not so large that inflation eats away money that should be invested. Keep it liquid at a different bank than your regular accounts. High-yield savings accounts at online banks offer dramatically better rates, 3.75% versus 0.02, while maintaining FDIC protection. After building your emergency fund and maximizing your employer's 401k match, focus on tax-advantaged accounts. Regular 401k contributions reduce your taxable income now, and investments grow tax-free until retirement. Contributing $10,000 on an $80,000 salary means you only pay taxes on $70,000. When job hopping, check vesting schedules. Waiting an extra month might preserve thousands. Never abandon your old 401k. About 21 million vested retirement accounts sit dormant in the U.S., averaging $60,000 each. Roll it to your new employer's plan or into an IRA. While retirement saving is crucial, don't sacrifice the present. Most retirees struggle to spend their nest egg. 80% remains intact after 20 years. Once you've achieved your on-track score, extra dollars can fund immediate experiences. Prioritize paying off high-interest debt above 7% quickly. Credit card debt at 22.7% APR snowballs fast. Buy now, pay later loans deserve caution. Late payments can trigger up to 36% APR, despite 0% interest marketing. Match your savings strategy to your timeline. High-yield savings for goals within 2 years, laddered CDs or conservative robo-advisors for 2 to 5 years, and stock market investments for long-term savings outside retirement. The average first-time homebuyer's age has risen from 29 in 1981 to 36 today. Despite family pressure about throwing money away on rent, renting is often smarter when young. Don't buy unless you're staying put for at least 5 years. For education savings, start early. College costs have exploded from $240 annually in the 1960s to $25,000 today. The 529 plan offers tax-advantaged savings. Contributions aren't federally deductible, but money grows tax-free, and qualified withdrawals aren't taxed. Financial security isn't about deprivation. It's about understanding that small, consistent actions compound into life-changing results. Start where you are, automate what you can, and remember that every dollar saved today is an investment in freedom tomorrow.